Unit 7. Tour and visit. Text for interpretation. Passage 1. Chinese English interpretation. Text interpreting. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
各位来宾，欢迎各位参观上海外国语学校。在来宾们参观我校之前，请允许我先简要的介绍一下我校的概况。我校创办于1963年，隶属上海外国语大学，是全国最早创建的几所外国语学校之一。这所具有外语专业性教育的全日制寄宿学校，是由国家教育部和上海市教委双重领导的一所全科类重点中学。学校拥有一支优秀的教师队伍，现有35个班级，1300多名在校学生。建校以来，我校以培养外语水平较高、其他文化知识较好的毕业生为目标，坚持加强基础、发展智力、培养能力的教学方针，做到办学有特色、教学有特点、学生有特长，得到了教育部和教育界专家的肯定，在国内外享有较高的声誉。我校开设英、德、法、日、俄等5个语种，各语种都聘有外籍教师任教，多方面为学生学好外语创造良好的条件。我校还开设多种选修课、第二外语课，帮助学生扩大知识面，发展个性特长，陶冶情操，保证学生在德、智、体、美诸方面全面发展。我校十分注重国际友好交往，与英国、美国、德国、法国、日本、韩国等国家的一些学校建立了校际交流关系，每年进行互访。学校已先后派出近100名师生出国学习、进修和讲学。38年来，我校为国家培养了约5000名毕业生，他们活跃在各行各业，为社会主义现代化建设事业贡献力量。现在，全校师生同心协力，实施全面素质教育，改革教学内容、课程设置和教学方法，提高教学质量和办学效益，为把学校办成一所外向型、多模式、高质量的国内外名牌外国语学校而努力奋斗。
Passage 2. English Chinese interpretation. Text interpreting. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
Welcome to Vancouver. As Canada's third largest metropolitan city after Toronto and Montreal, Vancouver is the principal commercial, industrial, shipping, financial, tourist, and cultural center for Western Canada. Sometimes called Canada's gateway to the Pacific, Vancouver is linked by shipping services with Pacific ports of the United States, China, Japan, Australia, and New Zealand. Through the Panama Canal, it is linked with Atlantic ports of Americas and Europe. Products of Western Canada's farms, ranches, forests, coal mines, and industries are sent by rail to Vancouver and then by water to the ports of the world. One of the world's largest natural ice-free harbors, it is where the manufactured goods from Asia arrive throughout the year. Vancouver's manufacturing includes lumber and paper milling, food processing, oil refining, metal fabricating, and the production of chemicals, machinery, electronic items, and printed matter. Vancouver is predominantly a service center. Since the 1960s, employment in finance, insurance, and real estate-related activities has tripled. That in accommodation and food services has quadrupled. That in health and welfare services has quintupled, and that in services for businesses has increased eightfold. Employment in primary and secondary industries has declined relative to population. The majority of Vancouver's historic buildings are in the Gastown and Chinatown areas. Older sections of the city have undergone considerable change since 1960, when downtown high-rise office buildings and hotels were built. False Creek, a decaying industrial area with sawmills, rail yards, and small shops, was transformed into a residential development project. Gastown, the original heart of the city, was restored in the 1880s style with antique stores and boutiques. Vancouver is largely British in character, with some Chinese influence. Almost three-fourths of the population are of British ancestry. The Chinese, French, Japanese, and East Indians are the largest among other ethnic groups. Its Chinatown is the second largest Chinese community in North America, second only to San Francisco of the United States. The city has long been noted for its cultural activities. Major cultural institutions include the Macmillan Planetarium, Centennial and Maritime Museums, the Vancouver Opera House, Queen Elizabeth Theatre, Vancouver Art Gallery, and Vancouver Aquarium. Robson Square has provincial government offices, a skating rink, multi-level shopping and food facilities, and a sports stadium with a seating capacity of 60,000. The Robson Square Conference Center and the provincial courthouse buildings are noted for their modern architectural style. Vancouver has numerous scenic and recreational attractions. Parks, beaches, and marinas dot the city's extensive shoreline. Queen Elizabeth Park is noted for its beautiful botanical gardens and conservatory of exotic plants. At this time of the golden autumn season, Vancouver, like many other places of Canada, is extremely beautiful. Backgrounded by the bright blue sky, the leaves on maple trees with brilliant hues of red give a flaming tribute to the city. Maple trees produce a peculiar sap each spring, which in turn produces a sweet and delicious syrup. We Canadians are very grateful to these magic trees because they color the Canadian landscape in the autumn and sweeten the Canadian palate in the spring. In particular, the maple tree leaf is Canada's national symbol, and our national flag flies with it. Wherever we go, the maple tree leaf reminds us of our great country and of our beautiful hometown, Vancouver.
Extra text for practice. Passage 1. Chinese English interpretation. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
上海博物馆是一座大型中国古代艺术博物馆，创建于1952年， 并于1992年在市中心人民广场的新址上兴建新馆。1996年，雄伟壮观的上海博物馆新馆全面对外开放，既有11个专馆和3个展览馆，开放面积达10000余平方米。上海博物馆有馆藏珍贵文物12万件，包括青铜器、陶瓷器、书法、绘画、雕塑、家具、玉牙器、竹木漆器、甲骨、玺印、钱币、少数民族工艺等21个门类。其中青铜器、陶瓷器和书画为馆藏三大特色。上海博物馆新馆建筑总面积38000平方米，由地下两层、地上五层构成，建筑高度29.5米。这座壮观的新馆将方形基座和巨型圆顶及四个拱形出挑结合起来，象征着传统文化与时代精神的完美融合。从高处俯瞰，上海博物馆的玻璃圆顶犹如一面硕大的汉代铜镜。从远处眺望，新馆建筑犹如一尊青铜古鼎，默默承载着5000年历史和文明的重荷。上海博物馆南大门的两侧耸立着8尊汉白玉雕塑，这是从300多件汉唐雕塑文物中遴选出8件作品加以仿制放大，每件高近3米，重约21吨，极具庄严雄浑之气。传统文化与现代风格的完美结合在室内装饰上也得以充分体现，大堂扶手栏板均由回首卷尾的龙纹图案组成，即便是金光灿灿的扶梯包首也胎息于商代青铜器中的龙头。沿着石阶登堂进入博物馆，您将领略到推开历史之门的沉重和喜悦。上海博物馆拥有一批古文物研究、鉴定和考古方面的高级专家，推出了94种学术出版物。上海博物馆还有一座藏有20多万册艺术类和历史类图书的现代化图书馆，曾获得多项国家科技成果奖的文物保护技术科学实验室、书画装裱研究室、青铜陶瓷修复研究室，以及配有同声传译设施的多功能国际学术会议演讲厅。上海博物馆的考古部承担了全市考古发掘工作，考古工作者在全市范围内发现了新石器时代至战国的古文化遗址27处，清理了新石器时代至明清时代的古墓葬500余座，证明上海有6000年的历史。上海博物馆重视对外文化交流活动，先后在亚洲、欧洲、北美和澳洲的16个国家和地区举办了39个古代艺术文物展览，引进了18个来自不同国家和地区的艺术展览。这些展览对弘扬中华民族文化、了解世界各国文化起到了积极的作用。上海博物馆积极开展国际学术交流活动，近10年来派出专家学者参加国际学术会议和专题交流达100多人次，并多次在馆内主持举办了国际学术交流活动。上海博物馆拥有一个现代化的影视中心，配有先进的放映设备和高清晰度的大屏幕，通过视频向文物研究者播放上海博物馆珍藏的文物精品。博物馆还设有多媒体导览服务系统和数码式语音导览系统，分别用英、日、法、汉等8种语言介绍博物馆的文物精品。在这个电子语音向导的帮助下，参观者可以听到所选展品的讲解词， 更好地领略现代科技所表现的古代文化带来的艺术享受。
Passage 2 English Chinese Interpretation. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
Situated between the state of New York of the United States and the province of Ontario of Canada, and with an age of 25,000 years, Niagara Falls is one of the most spectacular natural wonders on the North American continent. The falls are on the Niagara River, which flows between the United States and Canada, from Lake Erie to Lake Ontario. The falls are about 17 miles northwest of Buffalo, New York. The industrial city and tourist center of Niagara Falls, New York, is adjacent to the American side of the falls. Niagara Falls, Ontario, is across the river. The falls are divided into two parts by Goat Island. The larger portion, on the southwest side, is the Canadian Falls, known as Horseshoe Falls. It measures 790 meters along its curve and drops 49.4 meters. The smaller American Falls is northeast of Goat Island. It is 305 meters across and drops about 51 meters. Just before flowing over the ledge, the American stream is only about 1 meter deep, while the Canadian stream is about 6 meters deep and carries some 95% of the Niagara River's water. Thus, the Horseshoe is the larger and grander of the two falls. Every minute, about 340,000 cubic meters, or close to 379,000 tons of water, pours in torrents over the cliffs of the Falls of Niagara. As the water plunges from the brink of the falls, it fills the air with a silvery mist, which under the sunlight displays many brilliant rainbows. The plunging water also sends out a never-ending roar as it strikes the bottom. For this reason, the Indians called the cataract Niagara, meaning thunder of waters. The plunging water has worn away the lower rocks so that there are caves behind the sheets of water of both falls. Sightseers may enter the Cave of Winds at the foot of the American Falls and get an unusual view. The Canadian Falls has carved a plunge basin 59 meters deep. Both the United States and Canadian governments have built parks, viewing platforms, paths, and highways. The Niagara Reservation State Park was established in 1885 and is New York's oldest state park. It includes an observation tower, elevators that descend into the gorge at the base of the American Falls, and boat trips into the waters at the base of Horseshoe Falls. At night, colored lights illuminate the falls and create a charming spectacle, which viewers find hard to turn away from. The park area has long been a tourist site and a favorite spot for couples to spend their honeymoons.